welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Greg Wiley with the Washington Community Theater Harp Players about their upcoming production of Clue. Thank you so much for talking with me today. Can you tell me who you are and who you are here representing?
Yes. Hi, my name is Greg Wiley. I'm with the Washington Community Theater, but specifically the Harp Players Community Theater Group, because we're putting on a show coming up called Clue. It's a great show. It's based off the 1985 movie with Tim Curry, which is based off the board game by Parker Brothers. So we have all those characters you love, you know, Mrs. Peacock, Miss Scarlet, Mr. Green, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Mrs. White. You'll see those people and a few new characters as well. We have a butler, Mr. Wadsworth, the owner of the mansion, Mr. Body. Of course, there's got to be a maid. Her name is Yvette. And then we have some other people coming in, policemen and whatever, but I'm not going to get too much into that because you got to see the play to see what happens.
Yeah, so branching off of that, can you tell me really quick when this play will be happening? And then
Absolutely.
We'll touch base again at the end, too.
You bet. It's March 10th and 11th, 17th and 18th. That's at nighttime at 7:30. And then there's a matinee Sunday, March 19th at 2:30. That's at the Washington Community Theater out here on the west side of Washington. Most people know where it is, but you can Google it or look it up. We're right there, and we'd love to have you come see us.
How much are tickets for this show?
Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for students, so it's a pretty cheap amount of money to have a great time. And the money on our proceeds, I'm with the Harp Players, the money from our proceeds is going to go to local charities. What we've selected this year, the three school districts in Washington, Washington, Highland, and Mid Prairie, all have programs that benefit children in need in that school. So if somebody needs a shirt or deodorant or a backpack or whatever, they can go to these places and directly get these items. So Washington Middle Schools is called the Kindness Closet. The high schools is called Used to Be Yours. At Highland, it's called the Highland Backpack Program or Coat Library. And then for Mid Prairie, it's called Feed the Kids Mid Prairie. So these programs directly benefit the kids in these school districts. They're a wonderful example of charity amongst us, because if a kid needs something they desperately need, we have it. And so we thought we could make a little bit of a difference for our kids in the community. So that's why we did it.
Very good. And jumping back a little bit, can you tell me what exactly the Harp Players are?
Right, right. We're just a group of friends that got together. We did a lot of theater, and we felt like it was fun doing shows, but when the show was over, we really had nothing to show for it. So we came together and we said, as a group, separate from the community theater, we were going to put on productions, and then any proceeds we had from our shows, we were going to try to donate to local charities to try to make a difference, just to leave a little something after the show was over. And it kind of made the show a little sweeter if we were able to donate some funds to local charities. And we started in 1999. And over the years, we've donated to a lot of local charities. We don't make a ton of money, but we look to make a difference in the community, I guess, is what we're trying to do. Over the last, you know, number of years, I think we've had 16 or 17 productions. We have donated each of those years to at least one charity, which has been really rewarding.
That's great. Because you don't always hear about that with different theater groups and things. Usually
theaters,
it's just for fun.
Yeah, well, theaters do it for fun, and they are also trying to keep themselves afloat. So at the Washington Community Theater, most shows and some money, we just take our half of the show, but the rest of it goes back to the theater. It's not cheap to run a theater, and it's not cheap to put on plays. So some of that has to go back. But for us, it's our part of the show. Our half of the proceeds will go to the charities we pick.
Now, getting back into Clue, because
yes.
I'm super curious, because it just sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a tremendous amount of fun.
How have those rehearsals been? I can only imagine the laughter involved in some of these rehearsals.
Well, it's a comedy, and it's written as a comedy. And what people don't know is this play is really, really new. It was written in 2020 and just came out, and then the pandemic hit. So they kind of took a pause and then kind of re-released it. And I read a whole bunch of plays every year, and I really liked this play. And then I found out it was new, and then I found out a lot more about it. It's one of the more popular plays now playing across the United States as far as community theaters go and high schools and things. It's a comedy. It's a comedy because it's based on the movie that was a comedy. And something special that I can't wait for people to see is our set, because as you know, if you played Clue the game, there's all these different rooms. You know, I have the hall, the billiard room, the conservatory, you know, et cetera, lounge, study. And we needed all those rooms on stage. So we thought about it. We watched some videos and things of other people, how they had decided to do it. And we settled upon an idea of bringing each room out individually from the side of the stage. So you come in, you'll see the hall with a number of doors. When the characters go into a room, that room opens up onto stage like a drawer, kind of. So this was a lot to engineer, put together, and to figure out. And we spent a lot of hours figuring it out. I've got a really, really great set designer, set constructor named Brett Swift, and he came down from Cedar Rapids and spent a tremendous amount of time with a lot of other volunteers as well to build this. And we, in fact, we spent this last weekend building set for, 10, 12 hours over the weekend. And we're almost done, but it was a lot of learning, but a lot of fun to do too.
That's awesome. I'm so looking forward to seeing this show. And, but even before that wonderful description of an awesome set, that's going to be so much fun. So just once more, want to tell us the dates
yes,
and times?
Yes, March 10th and 11th, 17th and 18th. That's nighttime, 7:30. And then there's a matinee on March 19th at 2:30 p.m.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today about Harp Players and your upcoming production of Clue.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm just come out and see the show. I'm sure you're going to be very happy you did get to see it.
That was Greg Wiley joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Harp Players' upcoming production of Clue. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.